add another item to the list of things robots can do. Help people who are in rehab, recovering from strokes or spinal cord injuries. Some Texas researchers have developed a new technology to help those patients move again. From Here and Now contributor Texas Standard, Laura Rice introduces us to Harmony, the rehab robot.
That's what Harmony sounds like. What it looks like is a robot without a head, just arms and a torso.
So this is Harmony. It's a bimanual exoskeleton for upper body. So bimanual meaning that it's wrapped around your both sides of the body. It wraps around your shoulder and your elbow and your arms.
Dr. Ashish Deshpande developed Harmony with a crew of University of Texas at Austin students. It's been in the design and building process for the past 5 years, but now it's been built in full form, and the motion it's making sort of looks like it's asking for a hug. But what it's really doing is its job, which, when a patient is physically connected to the robot, is to help them move through upper body exercises.
And it has enough power to move you even when you are not able to move your own body.
If you're starting to immediately envision scenes from sci-fi movies, you're in good company.
When I think of a robot exoskeleton, I think of like Alien, right? Where she's got that big piece she puts on and it helps her. Is it a little bit like that?
Yes and no.
Deshpande says Harmony works more like Iron Man's suit. In fact, in the lab where he works with his team, there's a framed screenshot of Robert Downey Jr. from one of the Iron Man films.
How about that?
There's also a photo of Arnold Schwarzenegger looking at his robotic Terminator hand.
Now listen to me very carefully.
But there's one big difference here.
So this is not to enhance power, I mean, to sort of do superhuman activities. Although we could, this is the main purpose is to help people move who cannot move.
Rehab specialist Dr. Robert Parthasarathy.
It may sound trivial that wiping your face or feeding yourself, you know, so what? But when you can't do much of anything, anything that you can do becomes monumentally important.
Dr. Deshpande says Harmony can fill a gap in the treatment of these patients on three levels.
This movement itself helps in the joints level, and then it helps at the muscle level as well. But then what we want to get at is actually the brain level or the neural level. So if you had a stroke, you want to exploit what is called brain plasticity. So there's an ability of brain to recover some function. And to achieve that, you want to move the body in the right fashion.
That part about helping the brain relearn is especially interesting because researchers are still figuring out how that works, and Harmony could help. Dr. Parthasarathy thinks this technology could eventually decrease healthcare costs by providing access to care in rural areas without a dedicated physical therapy staff or even in a patient's home. He thinks Harmony could help with all kinds of issues.
It clearly has musculoskeletal applications, someone with a shoulder replacement or orthopedic injury. It very well may have some implications for sports rehabilitation or perhaps even sports enhancement.
So though Harmony wasn't designed to give you the strength of an Iron Man or Terminator, it could help you build that up. The researchers are conducting testing on healthy subjects now and are signing up people with stroke or spinal cord injuries. For Here and Now, I'm Laura Rice in Austin.
A good news story for your Wednesday.